Hello, welcome to Game Chat, the video game book club on the internet. This is our second week of talking about Nightcall. It was released back in 2019, developed by Monkey Moon and Black Muffin, published by Monkey Moon and Raw Fury, available on Switch, Xbox One, PC, and Mac. A little summary is, you have 7 nights to help find the killer, or the police will pin it on you. These next few shifts will be far from ordinary or safe. Nightcall is a non-linear, narrative-driven noir investigation game. You are no detective, but you do have a gift. And around you, people feel more at ease. As I said, this is week 2 of our discussion of Nightcall. If you want to check out week 1, which was the kind of, because there's 3 different cases, which are kind of very similar. So we all played the same case last week, so it's a good introduction and kind of general look at the game and our opinions on it, since tonight we'll be mostly just covering what's different in the in the other 2 cases, which isn't much. So it's going to be a shorter one, but also if you want to hear a more in-depth view on the game, you can check that out at thegamechat.net. So getting into this, for this listening, we always have introductions so you know who you're listening to. We also have intro questions that go along with the game that we're playing. The ceiling's intro question is, if you could be a taxi driver or Uber or Lyft or whatever, anywhere in the world, where would you want to be? Starting at the top.
All right, this is the top. This is Franco. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, I was thinking about this while you had to first that, and then I'm going to cheat a little. I'm going to not only where, but when.
Okay. All right, cool. Go for it.
L.A. in the 50s.
Okay.
Are
you wanting to get killed?
No, L.A. in the 50s was great. The burgeoning Hollywood and all that.
Well, gangsters. There were gangsters.
Well, that would be Chicago, I think.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And then I would think New York in the 70s.
Didn't the Black Dahlia happen later?
That was the 40s. That was the 40s.
Okay. All right. So we're missing it by a decade. Sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, if you want to live adventurously, that would be Chicago in the 30s.
I guess I'm just thinking of like L.A. Noir.
Oh, like L.A. Noir. Yeah, that was 50s. Yeah, that was definitely 50s. Yeah.
So, like, I'm like, oh, God. Okay, good luck.
But Paris, ooh, Paris would be, I'm thinking 20s, the City of Lights motif and all that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right. Cool. Madeline, did you want to give an intro? I know you just joined in. Okay. I think that she's... We'll just go to the next person. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. could be taxi driver anywhere in the world.
Yes, Kevin.
Tokyo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Hey, there you go.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Next?
This is Chris. I don't know if I would want to be.
I mean, that's fair.
These days, fair. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, especially at this time, you're mostly going to be faced with, like, drunks and crazy people.
Sure.
And I mean, if I was like forced to choose, I think I would go like more with Frank's idea.
Time hopping situation, sure.
Of like more 50s, 60s era in like a, I don't know if I'd want to do like a big city. Maybe kind of like somewhere rural or like urban or not urban, suburban area where, you know, you're not having to deal with the city traffic, but still busy enough to like actually make a living, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Okay, cool. Thank you. This is Steph. God, I mean, it was my question and I didn't even think about it. Not doing the whole time hopping thing. I don't know, somewhere where it doesn't get icy, because that's what I have trouble with driving on is icy roads or snowy roads. So it couldn't be anywhere that gets icy. Maybe Australia. Japan would be a fun one if I would know. You know, this is given that like you would know the language. So know the language, sure. Japan, let's go for it. I have a feeling like people would be like extra respectful in Japan. You know, you wouldn't run into too many problems, I wouldn't think. But that could just be me assuming. I would say either that or like just the UK, like London. Let's go for it.
And the old black taxis.
Yeah. If I was wanting to say something like because I want to live there, it'd be Scotland. But that would also be a lot of, I'm just thinking about it. It's driving around. Like I'm thinking like, okay, well then that would be maybe, unless you're in like one of the bigger cities, might be a lot of like driving, without anything in, just like fields or whatever, countryside, but that might be kind of nice too, to kind of just, spend some time. Anyways, wow, I really rambled on that one. We also, for those listening, we also have Madeline here with us, who is doing push to talk because she's currently driving. So, but she's here. We'll get right into this. As I said, if you're waiting to hear like our more kind of general ideas about the game and specifics on like certain gameplay elements, probably check out our first chat over on our website. This one we're talking about, last week we all played the same one, which was kind of like the one the game suggests to you for like a first time play. This time we had two other cases that we could choose between, the Sandman and the Angel of Death. And we kind of, chose our own, but made sure that, each one was being represented, I guess. So we'll kind of talk about what's different, whatever. getting into this, how did y'all, because like, so, I mean, I'm assuming the Angel of Death is similar, because I played the Sandman, in that it's a very, the Judge, which is the one we all played last week together, it's an almost identical opening, or mm-hmm. identical. Except for a few words, maybe, that might be different. How did you... To me, like, playing through this through the second time for the Sandman, I felt like, and we can go into this more later, but I was like, I kind of wish that it was a little bit different. Because otherwise, why am I playing this other case? But what did y'all think about it being basically the same?
Yeah, I was almost expecting, I don't know, something like a continuation of the Judge.
Oh, but, yeah.
Picking up, like you're coming back into Paris after your drive out of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And then something else happens and you're not necessarily involved with the police at this point,
mm-hmm.
but like maybe doing your own investigation. But now that I look at it, with how the game sets it all up,
mm-hmm.
because I went back into it and I went to continue and it picked up on day 6 of the Judge. And I'm like, did it not save my progress?
Oh, weird. Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so I guess I have to start a whole new game at this point, or a whole new save state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then at that point, it was like, oh, so it's not really a continuation. It's just the same exact thing, but a different scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. So that's, I don't know, like, okay. But again, it's also somewhat of a letdown because here we go all over again, having to do the exact same thing again, which is somewhat new, but also we've already been through all of this.
Yeah.
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 Same here. So a little disappointed in that, especially when you start off the new case and it's, you know, the exact same.
You're back at the hospital.
Yeah. Exact same scenario. And even to the point of when you start off your case, it's like you get the free day where you're just driving around, and then, what's her name shows up day two or end of day one, I think.
Yeah. Well, like halfway through day one, you don't even.
Yeah.
You're not even able to do a full day of day one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a little. I said disappointing. And I found myself in the I played the Sandman, and sort of like, now it's like I had the priority straight. It's like, okay, as you know, early on in the first like 3 or 4 days was all about checking in with the informants and scanning the map for suspects, and pretty much going to the other people only when I had no other places to look at. I mean, I spaced out the informants like I did two. I didn't do like more than two a day. So,
good.
Yeah, it was like informants and then witnesses or whatever happened to pop up on the map. And then after that, it was just random people.
So how did y'all do on the clue board? Because for those listening, you end the night. You end your day, I guess. You drive at night. You end your work shift, going back to your apartment and assessing what clues you found. And you see more clues on the clue board if you found any during the day, you know, talking to people or going places. How did you... did you find yourself obtaining more, like, getting more clues for your clue board in the second playthrough? Or... and for those who... Because I know we have a couple people here, Madeline and Kevin, that weren't in our last discussion. If you want, feel free to pop in with your opinions on, you know, for the judge, you know, for playing through for the first time as well. But the clue board, did you find yourself on your second playthrough obtaining more clues for that? Or was it about the same? Did you understand what you were doing anymore, I guess, is what the main question here is.
Understood more what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I still find, as Chris said in the first chat, how you like investigate the clues to be a little bit lacking.
Yeah.
Where you just kind of like uses up a period of time, but it doesn't really actually give you any info of what it actually is. And I didn't find out until when I was playing sometimes that how to properly move around the map, where you have to like click and drag. I thought you could only do it by like zooming in and out. They didn't clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I somehow... Oh, go ahead, yeah. Madeline.
The judge, I played the Angel of Death and the Sandman. Only. and it the second time around, I guess the only thing that was super different was I was more frustrated, I guess, going in. Because I got a whole bunch of clues day one, and then I didn't have enough time once I got back to my apartment to go through everything. And I was like,
no,
leave me stuff on my desk.
No.
But then the other thing that was different, so there were people who I had talked to in the, I played the Angel of Death first. So there were people I had played to, I talked to in the Angel of Death, and then some of them in the Sandman had a gray border instead of like a white border or a yellow border if they were suspects.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was I mean, I did the same, and by like getting towards the end, by like day 4 or 5, the board was full. The clues were just starting to stack up on top of each other, even moving them around. As with the first case, in this case, same thing, I think, other people's experience, it seems to me at least 60 to 65% of the clues are unlinked.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, random blotch, you know, random things that just sort of like, Terry, like, you know, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, or you get more clues that are not the ones that are already there. So you just have this, the board needs to be bigger.
We need a bigger board.
A bigger board. Yeah.
Yeah, like the clues, I mean, I feel like they're, I think like, it's just hard to identify what clues go to which person. Like, I think that they all have something to do with like the people. I think they're there for a reason, but it's just extremely, extremely difficult in the limited time that you have really in the game and in your cases to be like, okay, this goes to this person, this goes, like, you know, like to match them up to who they go to. I was actually able to do that a little bit better in the second playthrough, but, or at least with the Sandman, but I somehow managed to have more clues with this one, but then something else that I'll talk about when we talk about map navigation. Well, I'll go ahead and say, like, I somehow seem to have more clues, but I somehow, like, but I was hardly able to pick up any of the suspects, because I kid you not, 85% of the time when I was driving and like the map would refresh when you're driving, that they were always way out of reach.
They were all at the far ends.
Hardly ever were they near me. Like, and I was like, I don't know what to do. So I just didn't, I mean, I think there were a couple of times that I drove out to, you know, to get them. Like, I tried to make sure I picked up everyone at least once to kind of get a feel. But I don't know. I'm just like, I...
Yeah, even the...
I don't know what the game wants you to do.
A couple of the key investigation points were at far ends of the map.
Yeah, I think I maybe went to. I did go to a few more of those later, yeah. You know, in this one, because figuring out that, oh, those can have clues. I went to 3 different ones. One of them was a huge, like, just, I made the wrong choice and it didn't help.
I know exactly,
like,
what you're talking
about. It was
about
some kind of, what was it, like a bank, or it was some kind of like you go in and ask a question. I don't remember what building it was. It wasn't a cemetery. It was a building. Went inside and it didn't show the person. Oh, it showed the outside the building.
Oh, the escort place.
And you're asking them a question, and I said something wrong, and they wouldn't give me any information. They were like, "I'm sorry, you need to leave." Like, yeah, they wouldn't. They threatened to call the cops. So
yeah, I made that same mistake.
Okay.
Oh, I pretended to be the boiler man.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what I said, but it was incorrect.
Yeah, I went with the honest routine, and that got me kicked out. It was the escort service. It was the
Because you're like, I think I didn't really, I think it didn't really register with me what I was like. I must have spaced out whenever it said what kind of building it was,
right?
And so, like, I was trying to be honest, but then like something clued me off after I said the wrong thing. Of like, Oh, that was the wrong. Yeah, absolutely. That was the wrong choice.
Wrong approach for that place.
Because they're not going to give away like client. You know, that was the whole thing was she was like, I don't give away client information.
Yeah, it was. I think that's the major shift in at least this case, which was the, I guess, if I'm not mistaken, the medium case. Like, yeah, the judge was supposed to be the easy case. It was the medium and the angel of death was supposed to be the hard one, I think. And, yeah, some of the informant sites, you could like there were two of them that I ran into that you could make a wrong choice and end up getting nothing out of the site. And both cases, I did like the escort place, and there was another place way up north, which was a the caretaker for a cemetery, mm-hmm. where you see a certain suspect come out of, and. You go in there to follow up, and it's the caretaker. And if you take the wrong approach, he like pulls a knife on you.
Oh no!
Yeah, that was not exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I went with my. It's like I didn't want to lie, so I didn't want to. I wasn't really. The other option wasn't exactly lying, but I wanted to go with another. And yeah. Anyway, yeah. So mm-hmm. I totally got nothing out of that site.
Oh, what no. site?
It's a cemetery way up north.
Oh yes.
Do with the
oh, I told him I was a friend of his, and
The daughter. If he, I did not go the daughter route. I went the other.
Yeah, route. I went the friend, and then talked about the daughter or whatever. I did get something from him, but then he said something about a dog and was taking out a knife, and I'm like, okay. I did get annoyed. Because I'm doing the same, or did the same man. Early on, there was one of the people, but they were all like stacked on top of each other. But I was able to add one of the yellow, like important people clues, but I clicked on the wrong one. So the one person that I wanted to talk to disappeared.
No.
Yeah. And then I also had Ludwig showing up his stupid ass.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ludwig gave
right
me a
when
clue.
I was going to go to a clue person and completely getting rid of the person from the map.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But actually
and I'm like, why?
It was interesting this time. Ludwig actually gave me a very important clue. I picked him up twice in this case. I don't know what triggers that, but I picked him up twice, and the second time, he gave me a very interesting clue, and that actually helped me out a lot.
And then I picked, on the same day as Ludwig, I then picked up some random woman, which turned out to be a person hunting Ludwig and telling me that he's a demon, and then not giving me any money. For the cab ride I gave her.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, the psychic. Yeah. Oh, not the psychic. There's a one woman who's a psychic I picked up this time who was like a tarot reader, and she was interesting, but nothing in particular about the case. But then I forget who the other woman was who was actually chasing Ludwig that says he's a demon. You can't trust him.
She has like a rock hat.
Yeah.
And I'm sad that I'll probably never end up getting this customer again, who was like a guy that used to, at one point got like $430 million or something, and then like gave it all away because he gave me an 80% tip.
Damn. Yeah, I just saw your screenshot there. That's.
Yeah.
I had not picked that guy up.
Yeah.
Nice.
You may have talked about this last week, but I'm curious for this week as well. Were y'all playing story mode or balanced or what?
Balanced.
Balanced.
I think I was playing balanced.
I think I might. I feel like if I did story mode, I would just end up getting. I don't know if story mode gives you more clue people more often, or you just don't really have to worry about money as much.
So. I played balanced for a judge, and then I started story in Angel of Death.
Yeah.
And the suspects appeared to show up more on the map.
Oh.
But I did notice that the gas seemed to drain a lot more.
Oh.
Huh.
And it said that, you know, the story is easier and money is easier to come by, but people were still leaving horrible tips. Although I did only get to day two before I ran out of time because I was only able to play it today. And it was just, it got to the point where I was like, there's no way I'm going to get to day seven with 2.5 hours left.
Right. Yeah.
And on top of that, not enjoy it because then you're just going to be rushing through. You're just going to be like,
I played both Angel of Death and Sandman in story mode. And I lost money every single day.
Oh, yeah.
I never came out positive. But I think at the end of each series, I still had at least 100 euros total. So I didn't ever go broke. But I lost money every day.
Yeah. Well, that's something we talked about last week is that I think we all did. We all lost money. Frank, I think, you got to zero, but we were talking about that.
It reset, yeah.
It resets, you start the day, which I guess makes sense because if you're dealing in cash, you'll need to have some change. But you start the day, even if you go below or go to zero, you start the day with more money, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's that damn gas. It's you get to day three and it's I got to fill up. Did anybody ever run out? And what happens in the game if you run out of gas?
No, I didn't.
They were all good taxi drivers.
I can't. as I said, it got to that quarter of a tank, and my drive, my car mind, you know, driving. I was just I need more gas. I can't stand being almost out of something.
And you get that. You forget. I would forget. And you said, down to a quarter, and then I'll see a gas station, the person next to the gas. Oh, I'll just pick up the person next to the gas station, then I'll get gas.
And they go across town.
Yeah, they go across town. I'm like, you son of a, what are you doing?
Yep. It's a problem. Closing, let's see here. Did you notice anything different with your closing day, beginning day dialogue boxes in your second playthrough? I don't think I did, but I can't quite remember.
Well, here's the problem. Since it has that sameness from one case to the next, it's sort of I found myself blowing through that stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's assuming it's going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was just click, click, click. And I did especially this case, I was starting to get a little carpal tunnel-y from the constant clicking. So I tried it. Yeah, a controller will work. You just just keep hitting the X the A button or the X button and to scroll through the, you know, and then you just use the left stick to scroll through your choices. So that helped. That helped. It was like, whew, get a break.
So the controller did work.
Yes. Once I started using it, it replaced the left click icon with an A for the A button.
Oh, nice.
So it recognized that you were, and B for back, I think, or whatever.
Very nice.
Whatever. Yeah.
Very nice.
So.
So curious, did y'all find yourself losing any less money every day with the second playthrough or no?
About the same.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if it's just a coincidence or early on, it seemed to be, it was closer. So maybe not more the same. Maybe it was closer to breaking even. I seem to be making a little more money. Maybe 20% more.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So the map, and we'll go with the map and the passenger chats. Did you pick up anyone different that you thought was interesting?
Yeah. I don't know if anybody's encountered this person. Carolina?
What was
she runs store? a hotel slash shelter. It's not really like a government run shelter, but it's a hotel. She I guess inherited or from her husband or something, and she takes care of people. And she says, I like to call it a hotel because I want them to know it's temporary. It's not like they can stay as long as they want, but I would prefer that they get back on their feet. It's a place for people to recover from the chair. They don't have a place to stay the night. Exact, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
And she says they can stay for a night or they could stay for a month. But I would, and she you come to, you have a decision to make whether or not you want to work with her. And I did actually, there was one passenger that was down and out that I took to her instead of to his destination.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, I had her in the judge case.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was a nice little thing where a lot of these, it's an optional thing. I wish I bumped into her earlier, I guess. Maybe you would have had that option early on, but yeah, everything's a reset, so it doesn't really matter. But it was interesting because, and she says you can only tell people about the place, anybody looking for the place, you can't tell them about it because she fears that, that there are wolves out there looking for these people.
Sure, yeah.
And, if somebody says, take me to Carolina's place, she said, don't take them there, take them someplace else. So that was interesting. And let's see, what else? Power Rangers. Picked up the Power Rangers.
Oh, you got the Power Rangers. Yeah, me too. On the second playthrough, they were fun. I mean, a time suck. I didn't really calculate how much time they took up, but I feel like, you drove them to three different places looking.
Yeah.
Or at least I did for looking.
I did as well. I did as well. Yeah. The choice was there. You could have lucked out and got them right away, but
yeah.
They're missing the yellow Power Ranger for those.
Could you? I wonder. Like, was it programmed to be on a certain one, or was it programmed like after three stops you'll find them?
Probably. I bet you. Maybe that. Well, I don't know, but yeah, that it whatever you pick, it's going to be the last one.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
She was in the park for my playthrough.
Okay.
Exactly. Yep. So she was in the hotel for mine.
Yeah, she was at the hotel for mine.
But yeah, so it's whichever one. Yeah. They want you to run over. Because I thought, oh, this feels like, because it feels like that you'd miss a lot of, the fun of the ride if it was just, the first one you go to.
Except the blue Power Ranger who just sat there and did something.
Oh, we're not quite sure.
Stayed your seat, but you're not quite sure with what.
Yeah, trying to think of who. It's hard for me to remember between the two. Let's see here. Oh, well, I did get, and I think I mentioned this last week on the second playthrough, in the Sandman, I got the girl from the future two or three times.
Yeah, I got her twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
She was the most interesting out of the, I'm going to hijack your cab passengers, I think.
Yeah.
At least in my opinion. Raining. Sorry.
I mean, she was interesting and you didn't mind them just disappearing. I mean, Ludwig does the same thing, just disappearing and you're out of a. You're at a fair.
Yeah, you're out of a fair. Yeah, that's the only bad thing was that you're out of a fair, and also your map reset. So if you were going to go and pick up someone that you really wanted to go and pick up, then too bad. So sad. Right. Hopefully you'll catch them some other time. I think my second playthrough, I didn't in the Sandman. I didn't pick up any of the people I knew didn't pay.
Yeah, I avoided the poor homeless guy that it's like, sorry, pal, I'm busy. I can't. Hear your tale of woe.
I was trying to gain money, but I never did. So I guess it really matters anyway. But
plus, I mean, with the nature of the game, it's like I don't want to really waste a ride on somebody I order kind of know what's going on with them. So right. It's like, I know they don't have anything to offer. So it's like, okay, I got to get my evidence in before anything else.
Did anyone get the finality of the Masked Joker?
No.
I don't think I got the finale of any of them.
You,
the one where with the bomb?
Yeah, so you pick him up and it's like he's got something under his shirt and you have it's a bomb and it's like,
oh god.
So basically you're like trying to figure out where you need to go, so you go to the river and basically you're just like flying through Paris running the lights and narrowly avoiding running over some drunk people, and he's like not telling you how much time is left on the bomb. So you get like you get to the river and he opens the door, rolls out, takes it out from under his shirt, throws it in the river, and then as soon as it hits the water, it just explodes and splashes your car.
It was so cool.
and then he gets back, like he doesn't, like he goes back in the car to talk to you and hand you your fare, and he's like, you know what? After this, I think I'm like, this is it. I'm done. Like, I'm not doing this anymore.
Ow.
Wait, so he's a superhero or something?
Yeah. He's like, he's kind of like a masked
vigilante.
Like a, yeah, vigilante.
Self-appointed superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to focus on Skull.
Think Green Arrow season one.
That sounds like a homage to the first Batman movie. Some days you just can't get rid of
a bomb. What does the Masked Joker look like?
He's dressed all in black.
Yeah.
He has like a
kind of looks like Zorro in his headshot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't think who else. Anybody else interesting?
Did anybody get to play D&D?
Yes. Oh, I almost forgot.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, and the most important question.
Yep.
How did your D&D session end?
Yep. That was really exciting.
In mine, I did not use the ring.
It was really wild how, like, it kind of mirrors what's going on with Hussein's past, with what's going on with the character that you pick up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they dropped that little tidbit
like
on you.
I was not expecting it to go super deep. I was just like, oh, game within a game. Yes, I'm excited. And then it's like, you are the brother of the necromancer and you're restoring your family relationship as you end the family curse. And it was a lot all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah. The girl was just an amazing storyteller.
Yes. Yes.
I was like, yeah, my gracious. It was really fun. I don't remember. I think whatever option it was where your taxi driver's character died, that was the one that I chose.
Oh, you used the ring. Okay.
I did use the ring. Because like, oh, I thought, well, it's only like this one time and they're finishing out the character because their friend can't play anymore. They're pretty sure their friend can't play anymore. So, you know, they were just trying to finish their game. And so you knew that you wouldn't be playing with them again, probably, or at least wouldn't be appropriate for a group, you know, but like, so I thought, why not? And then at least that would give like an appropriate end to like that person's character, you know what I mean? That you just picked up.
Actually, I'm wrong. Night. If I remember it now, there were like, you could use the ring, which would kill the lich and you.
That's what I did.
Okay. And then, or if you didn't use the ring, the lich kills you.
Oh, yeah. No, I used the ring.
And that's where they end the game. It's like, well, that's it. That's, you know, that's where we end the game. And you find out that the lich is your brother. Because she kind of reveals that that's the reason probably you didn't kill the lich, because he's your brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was, that was great. That was like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had a bearded lady.
Oh, I did too. Yeah. I forgot about that.
She was super. I loved how he was like, this lady's could be like a grandmother on, you know, a TV sitcom or whatever. And she's like, yeah, I went to India and I forgot my husband's bag had my shaving kit in it. So I just didn't shave the whole time I was in India.
Because her husband was going to go with her, but then changed his mind like at the airport or something. Well, like right before they left, right?
Something like they were breaking up, but he still lived in her house or something. And then she was like, nope, I'm going to do this for myself.
We don't
do something.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. I've had this beard my whole life and I just shaved it off. So I'm back and now my kids get to see me with the beard. Get excited.
Yeah. 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 She was totally like, had come to terms with it and was like, okay, this is fine. It's not the end of the world that I have a beard. It's okay.
Did anybody pick up the 50-year-old woman with, I guess she had a fox around her neck, and she was starting over, and she had Tourette's syndrome?
No. Oh, yes, I had it. She was funny.
Yeah. I guess her husband was leaving. Oh. She was divorcing her husband. And
I think I might have picked her up in the second place in The Sandman.
Yeah.
Because I do remember someone with Tourette's syndrome because they kept... saying obscenities and
yeah. Yep, and, that's her.
Yeah.
She had to start over. Had to get her own bank account and stuff like that.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't remember.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Oh, and the everybody pick up the Japanese guy going to the airport. It didn't speak a word of French. Or
yes. Yes,
that was so uncomfortable, and I was like, oh god, surely it'll be short. No, it's got like 80 pages of kanji. Yeah. And I was like, I feel really bad for this dude. I don't know
what I have. Yeah. No idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Did anybody else get the alien alpha?
No. Yeah, I did.
That's
not
that's the one person who I posted a picture of. He's like,
oh, yes, I did. Yeah, it was kind of, I mean, did they...
Good evening and good morning.
Yeah.
Is it normal for your species to build roller coasters?
yeah, that one,
I don't, I remember I remember the look, but I don't remember.
Oh, I also picked up Jim Morrison.
Oh.
I don't think that I did.
And he actually paid me, unlike other...
What?
Unlike some other ghost, Ludwig.
Ludwig. Oh, Ludwig.
Oh, Ludwig, you crazy.
How you tease, sir.
I picked up a little old lady who... so this was in The Sandman. She had an apartment in the building that burned down, and her kids said, hey, we're going to send you to old folks' home. And she basically just had her suitcase, and that was all of her belongings that she had. And she's like, well, take me to the train station. And then she's like, well, on the way, can we stop at this bridge? Do you mind? And you're like, I mean, as long as we make your train, that I was worried too. I was like, as long as we make your train, you know, that's fine. She's like, oh no, we won't be late. I'm never late. And then we go to the bridge and she just looks out at it for a while. And then she tells you, you know, I'm leaving Paris. I've lived in Paris all my life. Do you mind if we go to the cemetery? And like her husband and then her lover that she had after her husband are both buried there. And they died within like 2 months of each other. No. So she goes and says goodbye to them, even though it's like 10 o'clock at night. And then you take it to her train and you're like the only person at her train station saying goodbye to her as she leaves Paris forever. And I'm getting choked up.
Aww.
Like I cried in the game and I was like, this is kind of a dumb game. Why am I crying about this? But like,
Well written.
Huh? Yeah, it really spoke to me because I was like, you're the only person doing this like silent dignity for this woman to say, to stand here and say goodbye to her.
Yeah.
And it was really touching. I really liked that one.
Yeah, I mentioned something about that last week, is that like, I didn't get it as much in The Sandman, I think, because, it was my second time playing. But, like, in the first, in The Judge, like, there was a few passengers that I picked up that almost, like, brought me to tear. Or pretty much, like, brought me, like, you know, like, made me tear up because of just how beautiful, like, just the interaction was with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we can, if you think of any other passengers, feel free to bring them up as we continue on. But, decision on decision day, did you feel like that with the second, you know, playthrough, did you feel like that you had it? Or, well, I mean, it's a new case, but I mean, you know, you had a little bit better handle in the game, maybe. Did you feel like that you had a better basis? Cause like in my first, like with The Judge, mine was, I mean, in my case, I know y'all were different. You know, y'all actually had basis. But in my case, like, I just took a guess. I hadn't even picked up the guy, but I was like, I think one thing, I think the wrinkly hands, like, you know, tipped me off. I was like, this guy. I think it's this one. This one, I felt like I had, I don't remember exactly what that basis was, but I felt like I had a little bit more clues, a couple more clues that could kind of help me with it. So I did feel a little bit more. Oh, a little bit more grounded in my decision. How did y'all feel?
I was pretty confident for two reasons. I guess maybe from playing the first case and this case, I was filtering out all the similar, not similar, but like the whole thing with the victims, a lot of clues with the victims. They're all like, yeah, it's a serial killer, so they're all going to have the same things. Uh-huh. But that there was one bunch of clues that didn't have any kind of uniqueness to any of the suspects, but they're the one set, at least with The Sandman, where he seems to be crying over his victims.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that was like, oh, that's a strong indicator of something. And then Ludwig helped me out because Ludwig tells me that the serial killer was involved in a war. And it's like, well, that eliminates, you know, the young kid, that eliminates like the three other suspects right away. And it was, yeah, I had it right on the first time. It was the older gentleman whose son had died in the fire at the apartment house.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the Angel of Death, Ludwig gave me a clue about Candlewack.
Ooh. What's candle wax? Candle wax, is that what you said?
Yeah, like they smelled like candle wax.
Ah, okay.
And so everything else was kind of pointing towards this person, but that was kind of like the clearest indicator in that that was right. So, yay, ghosts, you are helpful sometimes, even if you're
I don't remember where my clues came from, but yeah. That's awesome. The ending, I think this was also, wasn't it also something
almost identical?
To deliver them to the police.
Yeah,
Did you do any better? I think y'all all made it to the police, didn't you? It was only me that was like killed, like someone shot me.
Yeah, the judge ended up shooting himself in mine.
What?
Like, yeah, the judge, yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, we didn't go to. It's probably bad news if you go to the meeting place every single time. I don't know about the angel, but yeah. So you end up. I ended up diverting and driving around, and he sort of guessed and pretty much knew because I think. I don't know if it happens at everyone in The Sandman, but he ends up in. I see signs of him that he was in my apartment.
Oh yeah, yeah, mine too.
So he sort of like he knew he picked up on it, And so we started a conversation. If you're just brutally honest with him, yeah, it goes better than the judge for me. He does a full confession right in the recorder and turned himself in.
Wow. I don't remember. Yeah. It's wild.
So in the Angel of Death, your suspect has schizophrenia, except that this is kind of a paranormal game. So she might actually be talking to Jesus, except not actually Jesus. And the person in her mind is like telling her stuff that you have not said, and they're right. So she kind of figures out what's going on, even if you don't say anything. So fortunately, I turned out okay, but she got shot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually, spoiler, I guess. I actually picked her up in free roaming. Yeah, talking to Jesus. Yeah, that was she was like, and it had her highlighted like a suspect in free roaming. Oh, no, it didn't. But when I went to pick her up, it says, oh, you pick up a suspect. And I'm like, wow, I'm free roaming.
That's funny. you're stepping into the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with that, how do y'all think that this game needed three cases, or do you think that they could just did what they wanted to do and just like one option, one case, or even which would have been my preference, which I understand developing or whatever, you know, like what have you, like it takes extra work, but to me at least, I think I would have either, if they're all going to be so similar, pretty much, like, except for different suspects and kind of, like, a little bit of a different premise, I would have rather just have, like, one case. Like, the judge, you maybe built out a little bit more. Or have three different, like, completely different, like, you know, or maybe, like, as Chris was saying, like, a continuation of, like, you do one and then, like, the other two is, like, a continuation of, like, other cases that you're helping on because you helped in the first one. And, you know, I mean, you would kind of have to take out the, you know, you die possibility, but, you know, build off from that. What is your opinions on that?
I feel like they had a vision for the game. And it got lost somewhere. Or they didn't, I don't know. It was weird because it's like either they didn't have the right people to do certain things or they didn't have enough time to flesh certain stuff out because there's an underlying mechanic, I guess, here that if it was fleshed out, and given more time, would have been absolutely fantastic. And most of that would have been actually being able to read the evidence files and everything. I think if we could have been able to deep dive into those files and read them ourselves and be able to pull out information that we thought would be useful and then go out onto the streets of Paris and find these people or talk to other people that could potentially have more information or just be able to gather more information about what's going on would have been much more satisfying than just really stumbling around and kind of second guessing what you're doing and having nights where you just completely miss an opportunity of just talking to one of the suspects and then missing major points of the story and potentially losing your chance of actually bringing in the actual killer. So it felt like the game needed more time to be able to flesh out these ideas that they had.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's okay as it is, but yeah, like Chris has said, and I agree, the reset at the end of every case is a little disappointing, and the you know, the redo of on each case of the beginning and the end almost sounds like it's, you know, it's the all cases end the same way with you taking that final ride with the suspect. So it would have been really nice and really impressive if there was a continuity. Yeah, like, you know, you started with the judge, moved on to the Sandman, and the Angel of Death was your final case.
Yeah.
You know, and if you, I mean, they did it with the guessing of the suspect, so I don't think it would have been too difficult that if you screw up, like in the judge, and the judge shoots you, then it just rolls back to the start of that ride, and it's like, okay, let's figure out how not to get shot.
Sure.
Kind of thing, you know?
Or, you know, the police are following you the whole time, so it's like you have a button to press or something, you know, to say that.
Yeah, right.
You need to bail on it. Yeah, yeah, it says, yeah.
They bail. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it would have been much more a deeper experience if you had a continuity. Because, you know, it's like you played the Sandman and there's the judge as somebody to pick up. You know, it's like a little breaking, little emergency breaking. It's like, wait a minute.
And also, it was a little, if you play one of the other cases after playing one, like, you know, even if it was like, yeah, well, anyways, but I mean, if it was a different thing, but like having to redo conversations again, you know, like having to start over conversations with, you know, with people that you picked up in one of the other cases, was definitely one of the more kind of frustrating things for me.
Yeah. And there, I mean, there seemed to be continuity with all the other people, but I mean, the beginning always seemed maybe the same. I'm not sure. The conversations, and then you know, you get to branch off a little bit, but I'm not sure about that. Like people you ran into in, you know, the judge, they start off the conversation the same if you pick them up in the Sandman, but it goes in a different way.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. Did anyone do the free? Oh, you said you did the free roam, right, Frank?
Yeah, I did. Well, I was sitting around like at 8 o'clock. I started doing a couple. I did about 5 or 6 free roams, and it was just obviously there's no, you just pick up passengers until you're exhausted.
Sure. Yeah.
There's no gas. There's no fare. It says, you know, it goes through all the things like that. You get a fare, but there's no money. It's like you just pick up where you left off, and the date. I don't even think the day ends. It just you just the different sus, and that's the people to pick up keep popping up. So,
I think I would prefer that sometimes, just because I felt like sometimes the conversations that you have with the not important characters were some of the more meaningful for me, anyway.
Oh yeah, I agree
for sure. Like, to me, like, that was the interesting part of the game, is picking up people that weren't even related to the case. Everything else, I mean, while interesting, it wasn't the highlight of the game for me.
Right. Yeah, I mean, mostly the suspects just gave you little tidbits, but not a lot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, the other people, you know, and I'm still, I mean, I'm looking through the, I'm still, like, even with a little bit of free roam in the two cases, I would say just over maybe 50% of everybody that's available to be picked up.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe it. There's a lot of people. Yeah. I would like to go back and do the free roam at some point to kind of finish out some stories and. Because I said, I think the only one that I might have gotten, that I might have completed, might have been the priest that I was talking about last week, the young priest who was...
Oh, I picked him up this time,
Who was...
in love, yeah.
Trying to decide if he wanted to leave you know, if you wanted to leave being a pastor, being a minister in order to marry this woman that he fell in love with. That might have been the one, because like this, especially like that. And I finished that out in the Sandman, just because, you know, I don't know. Like I saw him, like he was close a couple of times, like two or three times. So I was able to pick him up pretty easily. What were you going to say, Kevin?
It feels like, with just how some of the clues and stuff work, that you sometimes like get like a bunch of stuff, like locations, and go to all of them, and then you don't really see any related passengers or whatever for like basically a whole day. So you're just driving around and maybe get like a clue here or a clue there from a passenger or filling up your tank or something, but you don't do anything. And you only have, 7 days for the case? Mm-hmm. And it just kind of is frustrating. You're just like you have to drive around to go and get gas and to make money and everything.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, but if you've already like seen the conversation, you're just like, I just want to solve the damn case. I don't have any solid clues to who did it or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Is there anything else that that we didn't cover that you would like to before we go into final thoughts and scoring? All right. We shall go into that then. I've randomized the numbers and the names. So we have Frank and then Kevin, myself, Madeline, and then Chris in that order. So Frank, you get the honors.
All righty. We've mentioned a lot of this during this chat, and I think towards the very end we kind of hit on it a lot. I mean, enjoy the stories, and initially when you play the judge you get used to the game and the mechanics and stuff, and maybe a little bit of the judge is wasted on that. I think they could have given you a little bit more leeway with the judge, especially explaining what the informant's icon, which is the eye, what's that all about, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Dealing with, the kind of just little disappointing with the restart of the different cases that are exactly the same, mm-hmm. starting and endings, basically. So, yeah, as we've discussed, I would have liked to have seen that being more of a continuity thing where you move from case to case. Mechanics wise, I think the one big thing, aside from the board getting cluttered with a lot of stuff that I don't think ever gets linked up, I think they just throw a lot of information on the board and leave it to you, but you can't even make a link. You just sort of have to, you find yourself trying to organize it into areas on the board so you can sort of group things. But when you're on the map and if you see a face, if you hover the mouse over it, it would be great if you've if you've picked this person up before, you would, you know who it is, other than trying to remember the portrait. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If it just popped up a name, blah, 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 you picked them up, 2 days ago or whatever. And, so it's like, I found myself a couple times, more than a couple times, looking at a face on the thing, and it's like, did I pick them up already? I'm not sure. Some of the portraits are pretty distinctive, but some are a little, too similar to, it's like, did I pick them up or didn't?
Yeah.
And the way game runs, it's like, do I really want to waste, did anybody, I know this is my wrap up, but did anybody real quick decline a ride?
I did once and then jumped in.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did once because the person was going all the way across town and I didn't have that much gas.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I think I did once too. It was the guy going to the airport again. And I was like, and it was across town. And I was like, no, that's fine. I don't want it.
So, with all that considered, I think it was an interesting game. It was different, and I liked the best part of it was all, you know, with was the other passengers almost. I have to say, you know, a lot of the other stories were a lot more interesting. You know, I think, you know, than the actual, because you're so slowly progressing in the case story that it all hits you at the end, and it's the other stories seem, I don't know, more interesting because you're just like, okay, here's a quick, you know, quick story about this woman, about this couple, about this other person.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the end, I think I'd give it an 8.
Okay. All right. Cool. Kevin.
The game is fun, but frustrating. Not having like actual details about the case be more obscure. Like the game just goes, oh, you got a clue, or say anything about it, and you have to kind of figure out what you learned. Some extent, yeah. When you go see your message board at the end of the day, and even then, it's like it just feels very sparse. Like I'm just kind of ticking off boxes rather than like getting any meaning from the case. And I found people got a lot more interest. Feels like they put a lot more writing into like side case characters or main plot of the game. I like the art style. I like the music. There are some really cool. For the main focus, not really being as fleshed out as it. So I give it 6.
Yeah. What was the score again, Kevin?
6 out of 10. 6.
Okay. All right. As can you say, and stuff. Go. Yes, I will. Thank you, Stephanie. As Kevin was saying, that was a good point. Like, we didn't really, I don't think, check out too much. But the art style, I really loved. I loved, like, you know, kind of a, you know, it wasn't realistic. You know, it was very kind of loose, illustrative. I liked that. I liked the music as well. Was good when you know it fit in with the game well enough to where like you didn't notice it, but also like you know I guess you noticed it. But I did like how I liked like the idea of the game. I liked, you know, the mechanics. Like, as far as mechanics is, like, you know, the map, and then, like, you know, kind of going home in the evenings and kind of trying to figure out stuff and picking up the passengers, and also kind of learning a bit about the taxi driver that you're controlling the conversation with. There were several, those sort of things, like the structure, I guess, of the game I enjoyed. There were just, you know, and the picking up the passengers, as Kevin was saying, I feel like they, you know, had more interesting writing for the passengers than they did for the actual, like, case. The case itself felt very, like, you know, you're being strong-armed by a cop, you know, by a dirty cop who was, like, trying to get some answers, and it felt very kind of cliche and weird. And as I mentioned last week, I'm like, I feel like that there should be more cops, like, interviewing him and involved with him since he's the only person to survive this killer. He's a bit weird.
Right. Like,
okay, go on about your work, your life. You're fine. Killer's not going to come back after you. It's okay. So that was really interesting. The people, like the extra people, the side characters were enough to kind of keep the score for me up a bit. But just those other little things and like the frustration of constantly losing money, even though you're a taxi, Uber, Lyft driver, or whatever, a taxi driver. Just several things like that. And then like the whole clue board thing that was kind of like not, I mean, an interesting idea, but not very well put together because like you didn't have enough room and it was hard to fit clues with like the people and like you just had limited number of time. And I also don't really like the whole three cases thing that are extremely similar. I wish that they would have, as I mentioned earlier, that they would have just got done, like really flushed out one case and just had it the one case, maybe added more cases down the road if they wanted to add to the game, or made the cases different, you know, and, you know, kept it, you know, kept the length how, you know, how it was for those cases, or even had it like a continuation of each case. But anyways, so I'm going to give this a 7. Madeline, you're next.
I think I'm going to go with probably a 7 as well. Some of the writers on this game have some excellent chops, and that's shown by a lot of the fares that you pick up, and how even just in like, you know, maybe 10 minutes at the longest, and often way shorter than that, they make you care about this person that's riding in your car.
Mm-hmm.
And even at, like, if you don't get a tip from them or you take them halfway across town and they don't speak any of the same language that you do for the whole time, you still care about them. I think the mystery aspect of this, crime solving aspect of this, was a good way to kind of give a reason to be a taxi driver and go around and pick up people. Because if it was just, hey, be a taxi driver and that's it, I don't know if as many people would have bought or played the game.
Right.
But I agree with I guess everybody else here that if this had been kind of pulled out into a longer campaign, where it wasn't the exact same opening, the exact same strong arming for each story, then that would have been a more satisfying gameplay experience. Was totally surprised that this is kind of a paranormal investigation game. So
Well,
7.
Oh, 7. Okay, I didn't quite catch that. All right, Chris.
Yeah, so I had high hopes for this game.
Mm-hmm.
Playing
it was your must play.
Yeah, well, no, the next game
was it not? Oh, no. That's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
Playing the demo at PAX East 2019.
Mm-hmm.
It really seemed like it was gonna go in a good direction, where well, it did in some ways, but there's some pretty big flaws with it as well. The weakest part of it is the overall main aspect of the game of trying to find this serial killer. And where it's just, I don't know, it's just a very passive way of doing an investigation, and it's the weakest point of the game at all, in the whole aspect of it. The strongest part of the game is the passengers.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, while it may not have sold the game that well, I think, a taxi driving simulator where you get to know the people that you drive around the city would have probably been a lot better game than trying to add this investigation, serial killer investigation story aspect of it with what we got for the game. Because I mean, there were some deep conversations that you had with these strangers you picked up from the street. And it's just really like, you know, from the police, the gay police officer that was hiding his orientation from his district's his fellow police officers for the past like 10 years, and here he is like getting married to his husband 2 weeks from now, and he's not sure whether or not he should come out or not to them, even though he feels that they're not going to have a problem with it, but he's been lying to them and saying that, you know, him and his fiance are been trying to have a baby for you know, the past year. To, you know, a lady that failed her bar exam and all she wants to do is be a dancer, but her mother is so adamant that she becomes a lawyer and just disapproves with her choice of becoming a dancer professionally, and just having this internal struggle of, you know, do I follow my parents' wishes and doing what they want me to do, or do I follow my passions and be happy with my life? And you know, it's just really kind of like deep human emotions and conversations, and that's the absolute strength of the game. And then, you know, once you drop these people off and you're back at the map and you're like, okay, well, do I have a suspect that's flashing yellow that I can pick up and possibly try and advance my investigation further, or am I screwed and not have anything else for the rest of the night? So it was just, I don't know. And the one thing that just really got me is that there really is no investigation. You're just clicking and holding on a folder or a picture, and then little pieces of paper get put up on the board that really mean nothing to you, and you're really kind of taking a guess as to what
the person is.
So it's that whole thing just felt sloppy at most, and I wish that was just fleshed out a little bit more. Either stretch out the judge for more than 7 days, or make the days longer, or like in game longer, that gives you more time to investigate. I don't know. It's a tough one, because like, I understand how much work goes into making a game, and it's just like I said, I wish I wanted this game to be so much better, and it just kind of, it failed in aspects, but then, like, just exceeded in others. I wish there was a dog. There was a cat that kind of looked like a dog. And he even questioned whether the cat was a dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I guess that's close enough that we're going to get to. But I mean, overall, I would give this a 7. So,
all right. Yeah.
As disappointed as I am, like, that's really kind of where I'm at with the game.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. All right. So, next week, that finishes out our chat on Nightcall. Next week, we start Unmemory, which is Chris's must play.
If I can just. A few things.
Yeah.
Grab a notebook. Yes. Because you will want to take notes. Try not to use a walkthrough.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to get through, I want to say, 7.5 chapters before I had to resort to using a walkthrough. Mm-hmm. And at the time, it was extremely difficult because the game had just come out and no one was really...
There was no walkthrough.
There really wasn't a walkthrough. There was a few hints around. But I was able to complete 99% of this game without a walkthrough.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's challenging,
but it's very rewarding.
Yeah, so we start End Memory next week. Undetermined if it's going to be, I still need to play chapters 4-8. But chapters 1-4, which is what we'll be playing for next week, took me about 3.5 hours. And I did 2 times just glance at a walkthrough and like see just one little hint. And I was like, oh, stupid. Yes, Stephanie, absolutely. Like they were clear things that I was just completely looking over that were super not simple but obvious once I just saw like a couple of words. Mm-hmm. So about 3, yeah, I think I capped out about 3 hours and maybe 15 minutes for chapters 1-4. So that's what we're playing for next week. There's 8 chapters, and so I'll have a better understanding probably within the next few days. 2 or 3 days probably, if we'll be a 2-week or a 3-weeker. And memory, little information about it. It was released back in October of 2020, so fairly new-ish. Developed by, I was going to look up how to say this, Patronus e Esconditas?
Italian.
I was saying it probably a little bit more Spanish. published by PID Games and Plugin Digital. It's available on Android, PC, iOS, and Linux. A little information, summary about the game. A Memory is a text-driven mystery that mixes puzzles and reading to immerse you in a noir thriller. A Memory tells the story of a person who is tracking down the man who murdered his girlfriend, a member of a band of lady thieves. The difficulty, however, of locating the murderer is compounded by the fact that he suffers from a rare, untreatable form of memory loss. Using notes, pictures, and recorded messages, he will have to solve the mystery and maybe, just maybe, discover an uncomfortable truth in this thriller story set in the 90s about a girl gang and a broken mind. I will say, again, I played chapters 1-4 for the stopping point, and it is kind of unlike any game I've played before. So, very interesting. A lot of reading, but there's a lot of puzzle solving in the midst of the reading. So, it's very, very interesting. If you want more game chat, you can find us over on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcast, Stitcher, and Google Play Podcast under The Game Chat for all past and current shows. You can also keep up to date on what's going on by following us over on Twitter at @the_game_chat. Or you can follow us on Facebook under Game Chat. Leave us a review or a question or a topic for a current game, and we might just read it on the show. You can email us those at chatwithus@thegamechat.net or email us adorable pictures of dogs at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. So come back next week where we're chatting about Unmemory, or week 1 of that chat. So until then, listening, and we'll chat to you later. Bye!
Bye!
Bye.